se va, se va, se va el empanadillero casera. Ya se va, se va, se va y pronto volverá.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Kiki Valera doing a track from his most recent CD. That's going to do it for me today. Zombo is up next. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I will be back next Friday. Not sure what we're going to do next Friday, but whatever it is, hope you enjoy it. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Don't want no lovin', don't want no kissin', don't want no gal to call me honey. Don't want my name in the Hall of Fame, just want a big fat pile of money. Give me that almighty dollar for that letters hear me holler. Give me buckets full of ducats, let me walk around and waller in Missouma, El Dinero, wanna be a millionaire. Give me money, 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 money. I want that green ammunition, that's the stuff for which I'm wishing. Fill my closets with deposits, I'm a demon in addition. Give me shekels, give me pesos, let me see their smiling faces. Money, 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 money. I want to get me a suit that's made out of loot and whistle the wearing of the green. I've got that monetary itis, like to be just like King Midas. Want that golden touch is what I mean. Give me that old double eagle, want that tender that is legal and financially, substantially, any sum I can inveigle. Want to live in regal splendor with that loving legal tender. Give me money, 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 money. I'm a greenback collector, I'm a paper bill inspector, I'm a savage for that cabbage, man, to me it's golden nectar. Pour that filthy lucre on me, spread those loving germs upon me. Give me money, 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 money. Just let me roll round upon it, stuff those bank rags in my bonnet, any kind, just so some president has got his picture on it. Let me feel it, let me hold it, let me sit there and fold it. Give me money, money, money. I want a carload of cash, the kind I can stack. A vat full of mo-dodio dough. You know your banker never lets it matter whereabouts you get it. As you got it, boy, that's all he wants to know. Give me treasure I can measure, cause that's my idea of pleasure. Give me wampum, geld, or gitas, let me count it at my leisure. Let me live in regal splendor with a lovely legal tender. Give me money, 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 money. And he said, ever plant trees of E. Pluribus Unum. I want to be the guy that they send out to prune them. Money, 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 money.
as the Searchers, doing the German version of Money, Lieber. And we started with Mel Blanc, the voice of all those cartoon characters doing money. Zombo right here in you, brain in you, in your money, in your wallet, all over the joint. Today's show is the very tip-top tip of the pyramid of human needs, and that is moolah. It is money, the greatest story ever told. And who says that money isn't important? Rich people will tell you that. Oh, money's not a problem. Who'll tell you that looks aren't important? Beautiful people. If you don't have money, then you get money, that's a nice thing. If you have money, then you don't, not so good. And just a word to the wise, you will never, ever have enough money. You know, no matter how much you have, humans are pigs. And we never have enough money. Oh, I could use a little more. I could use a little more money. Even the most wealthy people in the world, I can use a little more. Give me some more. So it is really, it's not even the love of money that's the root of all evil. It is just the insatiable desire we have, that dopamine we get from our hunter and gatherer brain. You know, it's just more. I need more of that. You know? We're going to go through money today. And next week, this weekend's going to be so much fun. Tonight, the Polkamaniacs 4 are going to be playing in front of Burgers in Millville, part of the Millville Music Festival. We'll be playing inside of the Redfish Bowl Art Bus. That'll be fun. I think they're going to live stream it and everything. That'll be fun. That's at 7 o'clock tonight. 3 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, beautiful weather. Polkamaniacs, the full band, having at it. 3 o'clock at the Gap Park stage, that nice little park that's across the street from Attic Records on Grant Street. So there's your two opportunities for Polkamaniacs. And speaking of money, boom, Monday money. That's right, I'll be doing, there was a little bit of mix-up last week. I did not have my trivia night. The trivia night is this Monday. So the next two Mondays, I am getting my trivia night. But this is my birthday week, and I'm going to give my money away. That's right. The trivia this Monday at Spirit, 7 to 9, or 6 to 9? 6 to 8? 6 to 8? 7 to 9. 7 to 9. 7 to 9 p.m. $100. First prize for trivia, first team, and $50 for the other team, second place. Third place gets a big pizza. And then we're going to do the Tub of Money sweepstakes. And this is kind of neat. Pittsburgh's known for its 50-50s, right? You buy a ticket for $1, and then if you win, you get half the pot. Well, I think it's going to be a 0-100. That's right. You buy a ticket for $1, draw the ticket, and you get all the money. You get a big tub of money. Whatever money's in there, you win it all. So we're going to start doing the Tub of Money sweepstakes with my trivia nights. And so the next two Mondays, I'll be at Spirit doing my trivia. And I should have some money trivia, too. I think maybe it will. Maybe I'll come up with a category of money trivia. How are you rats doing? Keep in mind, rule number two, you'll never have enough money. Number two, you will never come close to wealth working for somebody else. If you're working for somebody else, you're making them twice as much as you're putting in your pocket. There's a great, great line. Boss comes over and says, hey, listen, I'm driving this really nice, beautiful car. And, you know, you keep working hard. You put your nose to the grindstone. You really give it your all, and I'll be able to get another new car next year. That's how it works, man. All right, going to talk to you about money. It's the top of Maslow's pyramid hierarchy of needs. We're going to start next week with the pyramid of civilization, the Egyptian pyramid of civilization, how civilization's built. And next week is all going to be songs about the bottom of the pyramid, the hard workers, the slaves. That's right, the workers, the toilers, the laborers. It's all going to be songs about that next week. Right now, let's dig money. Clean money. Elvis Costerio. RCT Sambo in your brain. Business, gold, clean money.
yourself.
All these things are mine.
Show the color of your crimson.
Yeah, that little laugh thing there. I don't know if you remember, there was a novelty that was out there years ago called the Laugh in the Bag or Laugh in the Box. And it was like this little bag and they had like this little record in it. It was that archaic, a little record in it. It was about, you know, the size of maybe three or four decks of playing cards stacked on top of another. It had a little speaker in it, played a little record that was about the size of silver dollar. And it actually had that laugh track. Bag of Laughs, yeah. One of the first things I think Spencer's Gifts ever sold. Anyhow, that was Easy Money by King Crimson. And featuring Jamie Muir. A really crazy dude was on that album with him, Lark's Tongue and Asbeck. And making all the clink clanks and all that. They said he was like, it was interesting. They said it was almost like having like a court jester. If you ever watch any of the old King Crimson videos from that time, he was only on one album. And then he went off and became a monk somewhere and a painter and just passed away not that long ago. Jamie Muir, interesting character on that. I don't even see how he even fit in King Crimson, but he does, you know. Needless to say, in front of that, we heard Easy Money by the Caravans. And by request for Chummy, yeah, that name popped up here. How about that? It's been a day. Cramps with Uranium Rock. And then we heard Killing Joke doing Money Is Not Our God. And Elvis Costello did Clean Money. And today is all about money. I got a tune for the Melnick coming up next for The Love of Money, the OJ's classic. Great songs written about money. And like I said, that it is the very top of the pyramid. You got money. And they always say money. Money can't buy happiness. Yeah, it can. I hate to tell you, unless you are intrinsically, down to your core, a miserable person, then no matter how much money you have, isn't going to make a difference. You know, if you're just a miserable human being, they should actually have an index on that. You know, when you win the lottery, hey, how happy are you in the lottery? No, that's okay. All right, let's give this money to somebody who's going to make happy. It's like a real Make-A-Wish Foundation, you know, that kind of thing. You know, money should go to where the joy is. I think that would be the nice thing. You know, the happier you are, the more money you get. The more miserable you are, the less money you have, because it doesn't matter. And again, it doesn't matter how much money you have if you're a happy person. There's a lot of poor, broke people that are happy. I don't know any. How you rats doing? All right. Yes, money. Whew. It's always been a struggle for me. Always been a struggle until maybe about 5-6 years ago. I was like a hustler dude, man. I was always trying to like figure out some way to make money. I was like really like a Better Call Saul guy. Always trying to figure out how to make money, like a little side hustle here. Hey, let's do this. Incredibly bizarre skill set. But I remember my father-in-law used to say, this guy could make money on an iceberg. I always loved that. Just make money on an iceberg. I don't know where you'd spend it. That's the thing. Spending it is just as important as making it. Keep that in mind. You got the money. Come on, man. Have a good time with it. You know? Why are you making money to give to somebody else? Or why are you saving for that emergency? They always got this emergency. And you know what that emergency is? A doctor. A doctor or an emergency. Here's how you work your money. Here's how you compartmentalize it, okay? You have your operational cost money. That's the money you make. You know, you need to pay your bills, keep your lights on, you know, keep food in your tummy, keep things rocking. Your operational money, you know? Kind of like, so here's how you, the Zombo general business class, and you have your operational money. Then you have your funny money. And that's you scoop some of, you don't scoop anything out of the operational money. You gotta pay your bills and stay alive, right? Then you have your funny money. And funny money is just like cash. It is cash. There's no funny money that's like a credit card. Then you got your funny money. And that's from your pickup from your side hustles or whatever, and you got your funny money. Then if you get a lot of funny money, you put that funny money into secret money that nobody knows about. And you have secret money that you can, ooh, look at, I got this secret money that is like a backstock for your funny money. Then behind that, you have your emergency money. I think the emergency money should come before the funny money. But then again, if all you're doing is putting money in an emergency fund, you never have any funny money. So that's how you need to do this. You need to have your operational money, your funny money, your secret money, and your emergency money. And there you go. That's how you work that. And nothing is sadder than the people that have to have GoFundMes. It is really heartbreaking that in this country you have to see, and it's so commonplace now. It means nothing now. It's like a headline, 8-year-old boy helps other 8-year-old boy out with cancer with a fundraiser. And how about we take care of the 8-year-old kid with cancer? How about we do that? How about we take care of our own? You know? That is, to me, unbelievable the amount of money this country has. The insane amount of money that this country has. And yet, somebody will have to have a GoFundMe because their kid's sick. Doesn't that upset anybody anymore? Or are we so used to it? Are we numb to that? We've been slowly waded into that over the years. You know, it's like the frog in boiling water. You know, this water's nice and cool. Oh, it's getting a little warm here. Yeah, but it's still pretty good. And before you know it, the frog is cooked. It's in boiling water. It's death by a million cuts. And that's where we are right now. You know, but we'll get out of this. We'll muscle through. We're musclers. You know, we're hustlers, musclers, and bustlers. So, anywho, let's see. Let me tell you this. This is one of the crazy things here. A thing called a credit check. It's important to get your credit checked. And you get a free copy of the credit report every 12 months. And then go to annualcreditreport.com or call 877-322-8228. And that's from the Federal Trade Commission. Why they want you to get a credit check? Because they want you to stay scared. They want you to stay scared that you're like a couple paychecks away from being homeless. That's why the only reason why they don't help all the homeless people, you know, like have housing set up. There's a lot of empty houses. There's a lot of empty buildings that we could put all these homeless people in. But we don't want to do that. They want to keep them on the street to keep you hustling. Oh, my God, that guy with the sign could be me. I better get to work. That lady with that sign, oh, that is so sad. Here's a dollar. I better get to work. They're there to keep you scared. You know, we could take care of all of this stuff. Starting with, and it all started with Reagan. All started there. You know, the great middle class started with FDR. And it took like a Hoover to like crash everything, surprise Gomer Pyle. He did all these tariffs, he did all this stuff and crashed the economy. Of course, you know, it was climate change too, the Dust Bowl. You know, that just killed all the crops and everything. So it's a combination of that. FDR comes in, you know, he did some rotten stuff too, the internment camps. I mean, nobody's all good, but that's pretty rotten. But needless to say, he built this thing called the middle class, where you could, a single earning parent could have a family, you know, stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad, however you want to work it. One income. You could have a decent car, not a fantastic car. You could have a decent car, a house, a decent house, and maybe put one kid through college. Do that on one paycheck. One paycheck. It sounds unbelievable. It sounds like some kind of genie wish. Oh, genie, I wish my job could pay for all this stuff and we could raise. And it was a family of three and a house. That's what my dad did on one paycheck. And as a steel worker. All right? Not a big highfalutin job. A janitor, actually. Yeah. You can't even fathom that now, can you? No, because it's been turned all upside down. And since Reagan got in, is squeezing that middle class. And here's exactly what happened. Reagan murdered the middle class, all right? And then after Reagan was Bush. I forget my presidents in the order, but needless to say, then Bush, the first Bush, like put it in a coffin, all right? And then Clinton came along and just sat on the coffin and didn't fix it. Then the second Bush came in, he pushed that coffin in the river. And then Obama came in and said, well, that's really unfortunate. Let's try and fish it out. Oh, we can't really fish it out. And then Trump comes in and flushes it all the way down the toilet. There goes your middle class. You have very, very, very rich people and a lot of poor folks. People living from paycheck to paycheck on their credit cards. I used to do that. I just got lucky. You follow positive things and sometimes you make a few bucks. How I made all my money? This radio show. I get $1 million a year from CMU to do this. I hate to tell everybody that. I'm the only DJ here that gets paid. They give me $1 million stipend to come in and do this show. That truth is out. Why Jumbo is so financially successful. Why he can do all those stupid bands and those dumb DJ nights. It's because I get $1 million a year from the university to do this radio show. Yeah. Believe that? Good on you. For the love of money, going out to the Melnick, the OJs.
$1,000 down the drain. I thought the girls would get wild and reckless, so I bought cultured pearls and a diamond necklace. A waste of money that cost me 4,000 more. They were returned. I got no girls they repossessed. Both the car and the pearls. I styled my hair just like Cary Grant's. Bought a pair of those new tight pants. A waste of money. Household finance took my pants. The female gender, I just get it. Just when I'm out of both cash and credit, I found a honey. This is what's funny. She don't need my money. She works for household finance.
I always find I'm way behind. Lord knows I'm trying to get ahead, but money must think I'm dead. Well, all getting fat, I stay where I'm at, I'm underfed, but money must think I'm dead. And I ain't lying, but I'm always in the reds. And I ain't crying, hey, but I would if I could sell my tears. My friends pretend they're not at home. I'm on my own, hanging by a thread, cause money must think I'm dead.
Away, that creep out upon you. Carl.
Yeah, D. How you doing?
Hanging like wet clothes.
All right. Well, let me tell you, man, I've been thinking about my position in life, and I think I deserve more than I got.
Oh, do tell.
All right, man. I think I deserve a Cadillac with them power seats.
Oh, I think you gotta pay for that.
And some ostrich skin patent leather shoes on my feet.
Well, I think you gotta pay for that.
And a walking cane with a diamond tip.
I think you gotta pay for that.
Yes, sir, and a first-class cabin on a big cruise ship.
Well, I know you gotta pay for that.
Well, cash is what makes the world go round.
Hey, I'm looking for a money tree that can't be found.
We want it all, but we're busted flat. And I think you gotta pay for that.
Life a thing, man. Oh, yeah. Man, the other night I had a dream that I was visited by a hillbilly leprechaun, and this is what he had to say.
Cash, cash, 1, 2, 3.
Cash, cash, go ray me.
Money, oh, do you give to me?
Greenback dollars, yes, indeed.
Simoleons,
shekels,
bread. Benjamin,
Hamilton,
Jefferson,
Washington,
Porter,
Dimes,
Nickels,
Pennies,
Rubles,
Richmond,
Gilders,
Francs,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Sign on the dotted line, my son, and all that you wish for will be granted.
Satan's got your contract right here.
Man, the more I got to thinking about it, the more disgusted I got.
Oh, it hurts to the bottom.
Well, why don't you tell me, catfish? All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Well, I want me a supermodel that won't be a tease.
I think you gotta pay for that.
I want 100 pretty girls without a disease.
Oh, I know you got to pray for that.
I want a first date, honey, that won't be shy.
I think you gotta pay for that.
I want to be with 2 girls before I die.
Well, I know you've got to pay for that.
Women love money, it's sad but true.
I guess that's why I'm here singing with you.
We wish we knew where some buried money was at. And I think you gotta pay for that. And I think you gotta pay for that. And I think you gotta pay.
Yes, sirree, Mr. Dick Dickerson and Carl Sonny Leyland together. Oh, man, that was such a fun album called More Million Sellers. I think it was from 1999. I think you gotta pay for that. Oh, man, what a neat tune. Oh, we heard Mariachi Chill Out doing the ABBA tune, Money, Money, Money. And I was just watching this ABBA documentary. It's just fascinating, the whole history of ABBA. It was just a lot of the money behind it. You know, they did a lot of that, originally starting it just because, you know, they love music and they wanted to have a spread joy musically, according to what they were saying. And then they were pretty much in Sweden just laughed at. It was fascinating. They actually called them like corny and this and that. And it got to be where they started using singing in English, broke through England, got huge in Australia. And then infiltrated the U.S. to be one of the most popular pop bands of all time. And if you listen, honestly, you listen to some ABBA stuff, it's just well-written pop music. And they had a thing where they, it was interesting, they were interviewing him and they were just saying real quick that when they were doing Dancing Queen, they were just singing it together. What they would do is they wouldn't even go, they'd go into a vocal booth together and they'd sing together. And they said they just knew that this was just like a song that just kind of gave them like goosebumps when they sang. And that was kind of fascinating. All right, on the flip side of that, the dark stuff, Nitzer Ebb, a request by the Kelvs, Blood Money. Yeah, I gotta dig you some gothy blood money from Nitzer Ebb. And, of course, him also being the president of the Little Charlie and the Nightcaps fan club. The Nightcaps doing Money Must Think I'm Dead. We heard Alan Sherman, A Waste of Money. Very nice. We started off with a request for the Melnick. I got some nice requests in there and some really neat tunes. For the Love of Money, the OJs. And you listen to Zombo in Your Brain. Yes, the top of the pyramid of human needs, moolah. And today's all songs about money. And another thing I'll tell you too. I might as well tell you the truth. Every request I play for you guys, you say, oh, it's really nice. I get $10,000 stipend from this station for every request I play. It is a pay to play. They say, we're going to give you, we want you to make Pittsburgh a happy place. So every time you play somebody's request, we're going to send you a banker's check for $10,000 on top of the million we pay you per year. That's why I'm staying on this station. Now people say, why don't you try getting on some of the bigger stations or do satellite? Why? I make $1 million a year from this station. And all that is maybe three tuitions. It's nothing to them. It's like three tuitions. All right, let me tell you about, you don't want to know about work. Next week is all going to be the bottom. We're going to start at the bottom of the pyramid of this pyramid of civilization. The Egyptian pyramid, actually it was an Egyptian pyramid that came up with this. It starts off at the bottom of the pyramid. I'll tell you what it's going to be. I think there's like five or six levels to the next series I do. The Pyramid of Civilization is, it starts with farmers, workers, and slaves. That's next week. Then we got craftsmen, which, you know, will be like, maybe like woodworkers or plumbers, electricians, I think that. And then the third level is merchants. So it's all going to be about merchants. Fourth is going to be writers and philosophers. Number four. The fifth one is going to be soldiers. The fifth level of the Pyramid of Civilization is soldiers. The sixth level is government officials, nobles, and the seventh is kings and rulers. So there you go. That is the Pyramid of Civilization. That is going to start next week. And what's happening tonight, Polka Maniacs 4 are going to be playing at 7 p.m. tonight at the Art Bus. That's right, the Redfish Bowl Art Bus outside the Burgers. So that should be pretty fun. Check that out. That's 7 o'clock. And then 3 p.m. tomorrow, the full band is going to be playing at the Gap Park Stage. And that's going to be across the street from Attic Records. We're playing at 3 o'clock. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then Monday, it's Money Monday. That's right, this whole money thing just ties in. It's my birthday week, and I'm giving away my money. That's right. So for trivia, 7 to 9 at Spirit. First prize is my $100. I'm paying you $100 for the team who comes in first. Second place gets $50. Third place gets a giant pizza. And then I'm actually gearing up presents for last place. You know, prizes for last place. I got some really good prizes if you totally bomb. I hate, you know, just to go away empty-handed. Especially you've already been humiliated, you know. You came in last place. It's nice to give you something on the way out. So I'm going to start giving console participation trophies for the and it'll be something crazy, a nice little gift, parting gift. So there you go with that. Yeah, it's all about that, you know. And let's see what I got to tell you about. I should tell you about some shows. Let me tell you about some shows. All right, let's tell you about Democracy some other time. It's a national daily independent award-winning program, Democracy, some other time. Hosts real debates between people who substantially disagree, and the bad guy wins. The end. Monday through Fridays, 7 to 8 a.m. Then we got the Forever Show, the Inverse, the Obverse, the Converse, the Reverse with DJ New Angle, RCT, the only show ever on Tuesdays at 2 p.m., okay, if you say so. We did start the new season, and I'm trying to move my encore show. There's an open spot on Monday. I'm trying to move my encore show to 10 a.m. on Monday. They haven't got back with it yet, but right now my encore show, Zombo's Unimpressive Time Machine, where I go back exactly 1 year. That is Wednesday mornings, and Scott, the last guy standing, is the only one that listens to that show. That's for him. 4 a.m. on Wednesdays, because he's up at 4 a.m. on Wednesdays. 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. on Wednesdays. And also a big shout out to all the folks listening on the interwebs. It's nice to know there's some folks listening on the West Coast, some folks in Chicago. You know, tell your friends, tell your enemas. It was kind of cool. We had See, that's the thing. I think that I earn that $1 million a year. I really do. Because we did this thing. I forget what company did it, but there was like a college. This was really fun. I don't know why we don't do it anymore. Because we won it 3 years in a row. It was how many listeners on college radio listen online. And it was basically a contest. You got some kind of trophy or whatever. If you had the most online listeners. And it was great because they actually showed you could see the graph of the people listening. And it was really it was very nice. I mean, I think before it was like automation or whatever. And then when my show came on, it like peaked, got like 11 people listening. And we won. We won like 3 years in a row. Then they stopped doing it because we just kept clobbering all the other college stations. I think that's pretty neat. So there you be with that. So we're doing money today. And gosh, greatest story ever told. So a nice thing to do too is have walking around money. Walking around money is awesome. Even if you don't spend it, just have walking around money. Put a couple 20s in your pocket and just walk around. Even you walk around your house. My mom always said when you, for New Year's, always put some money in your pocket. It's good luck. My mom said a lot of weird stuff. Walk around with money in your pocket on New Year's, but New Year's comes. She also said you couldn't fold your legs a certain way. It was bad luck. And if you were too happy, God was going to punish you. And you'd be crying by the end of the day. So there you go. Luckily, a lot of that didn't settle in. You know, wonderful lady. Strange beliefs. Whatevs. Also, whatever. Hey, you know, want to get into some money? More money? Yeah, you want to do that, don't you? Ah, man. It's you know, I'll tell you, it's been a struggle, you know, and not having money is, see, you can always tell when you have enough money. Here's the thing. When you go in and you buy the more expensive candy bars, you know, like you go in and goes, oh, look at this. They got the Twix bars. They're $1. But wow, these Kind bars. I don't even know if they make Kind bars anymore. But Kind bars were like that fine line between nutrition and delicious. And they were like all natural stuff, but they tasted really good, these Kind bars. And I don't know if they make them, but they're like $3.89 for a bar, you know? And that's even before the tariff kicks in. Yeah. Now I think they're about $3,000. But